Phoneboy Speaks, episode 850, We Are the Monsters. I'm going to play a clip from the Twilight Zone, an episode called The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street. And I'm playing the end of the episode. It's about a minute, and I'll come back and talk after after I play the clip.
Understand the procedure now. Just stop a few of their machines and radios and telephones and lawnmowers. Throw them into darkness for a few hours and then sit back and watch the pattern.
And this pattern is always the same?
With few variations. They pick the most dangerous enemy they can find. And it's themselves. All we need to do is sit back and watch.
Then I take it this place, this Maple Street, is not unique.
By no means. Their world is full of Maple Streets. And we'll go from one to the other and let them destroy themselves. One to the other. One to the other. One to the other.
What struck me about this clip, and I, when the minute I heard it, I immediately said, I have to do a podcast on this. There's no question. But it's so dead on, right? It seems like sometimes that there are people behind the scenes controlling events in a way to get us as a society to essentially turn on one another, right? And it seems like all of the political issues that have come up in the last, I don't know, however many years, or disasters or whatever, it seems like that they're done in a way, and in some cases they're actually natural disasters, in some cases God knows what, but it just seems like that the events are designed in a way to essentially polarize us as a society, right? And I'm talking about Americans. It could, but I also see it in other parts of geopolitics as well. It seems like that there's only that if you're not one way, view one way on an issue, you're the other automatically. There isn't a shade of gray anywhere in the conversation. You're one or the other, and if you're not on my side, then I'm against you, right? And if you don't believe exactly everything that I believe, then I'm against you, right? It just seems like that a lot of just political events seem to do exactly what's happening in this story, right? And so this particular episode of The Twilight Zone was in the first season. It came out in 1959. So there, I'm sure there was a lot of issues back then, right? That probably did the same thing. And so Rod Serling was an absolute genius. And this is, just again, I would recommend watching this episode. If I'll put a link in the show notes. I'm sure it's out there somewhere on the interwebs. But it's definitely an interesting piece of social commentary and something that as a no agenda listener, I picked up on right away. It's very plain to see. But definitely check this out but think about it. It really is that simple. It seems like that there's something that's maybe controlling things and getting us to fight. And quite honestly, I have no desire to fight. And I'm not going to play that game. But I guess the monsters are us. And unfortunately, there are people in the world who use that to their advantage and not for ours. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.